Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, I'm Amani Mohammed, and welcome to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. I'm here with writer-director Fatia Akin, who is presenting his film The Cut at the 71st Venice International Film Festival. It's here in competition. Hi, Fatia, how are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, of course, you're no stranger to film festivals. Your films are always selected for the big film festivals, Cannes, Berlin, you win prizes. Is it still thrilling for you as a director? Because I feel that you're quite a passionate kind of guy, you're very passionate about cinema.
Yeah, it's still with every film, it's you're back on the block. With every film, is like the first time in a way. You know, I mean, it's because each film is a different child of yours, and you want your child to be protected. So you are in the thing with a lot of passion. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, that certainly comes across. And of course, I was there at the premiere when you shared it with your audience. What was the reaction like for you? Were you happy?
Oh, yeah. The audience screening went very warm, and it was a very long applause. And I had a feeling that the film had an emotional impact on the audience. Yeah, it was a beautiful screening.
It was very emotional as well. Of course, this is a bit of a controversial subject, but it needs to be talked about. People need to know about the Armenian genocide, and it must be very difficult, I guess, a more personal story for you. Tell us about bringing this story to the big screen, and obviously this is part of your trilogy, and tell us a little bit about that too.
Well, the Armenian genocide somehow haunts me all my life, you know, since I'm a teenager, since the first time I heard about it, and since I realized how charged it is, emotionally charged, and that there is a taboo on it, that you couldn't speak about this in the Turkish society, and I had the feeling like one day I would like to do a film about it, you know, to create reflection in a way. You know, this is what audience or society really needs. If there is a trauma like the Armenian genocide had happened, you know, you have to be able to reflect the trauma, you know, to get rid of it, you know. And why we want to get rid of a trauma? Just because we don't want that this trauma will happen again. So in a way, it's not a political film. It is more like a shrink film. That's what it really is.
It's kind of you perhaps dealing with the I guess the past, because it's intrinsically part of your heritage. You didn't experience it yourself because you're not 100 years old, but sometimes you do need to address these issues, and you do need to share them, because quite often they're not talked about enough.
Yeah, I was asked by the Turkish press the other day if this film was meant as a mercy, or is it meant as a sorry for what happened. And a film cannot excuse or say sorry for something what had happened. It cannot be mercy for something what had happened. But because I don't have the mercy for something, because I didn't do it.
Of course.
You know, my parents didn't do it. You know, they were not even born. But the society I'm a part of did it. And I have a responsibility for the society. So this film was done in a way of a responsibility, you know, with that task.
It's a fantastic ensemble cast as well. You know, you've got so many different actors in there. Obviously, Tahar Rahim, and you have Makrab Khoury, yeah. And Simon, yeah. Abkarian. I've seen him in a number of films, and it's a really eclectic cast. I wanted to ask you, first of all, about your choices that you made, and second of all, why you decided to recreate this dialogue in English.
When I put together an ensemble is because I follow my instinct, you know. It's like I was looking for, me and my casting director Beatrice Krüger, we're looking for to create an anthropologic cast, you know, like to have like faces and actors who seem to look like they were like existing 100 years ago, because the physiognomy of certain faces were different 100 years ago than today. We're looking for that. And in a way, we succeed, I guess. But at the same time, I have to like the actors. I have to love the actors, you know, and I have to deal with them. So we succeeded that. The English matter was one of the reasons why I did this in English, was because I wanted to be free in the cast. I didn't want to be limited just for a certain group of actors, just like, I don't know, Western or Eastern Armenian language actors. I wanted to be free in my artistic expression. If I want to cast Tahar Rahim, what I did, you know, I didn't want him to speak Armenian, you know. So he's free to speak English, you know, like we are doing, like everybody does in the today in the world.
I guess also perhaps it will reach a wider audience as well. And you know, I mean, sadly there are still some people that don't like too many subtitles, right? So perhaps it will reach a bit more of a mainstream audience, do you think?
That was not the purpose. Okay. In the language decision, you know, there were just artistical and logistical decision because of that. I would hope that what you just said will happen, that it will reach a big audience. That would be perfect, you know. But I did it because first I want to be free in my casting, you know. I just also want to cast non-Armenians as Armenians, you know, and I didn't want to force them, you know, to speak in English, to speak in language what they don't speak, because I want them to be concentrated on the acting performance and not on the right language, dialect or whatever. Second is, it was very important that I control the dialogue, because I don't speak any Armenian at all. Right. You know, I wanted to know what they're talking about, if this is right or wrong. I didn't want to be dependent on two or three dialogue coaches surrounding me, telling me, no, he has to do it again. I know the light was great, but he has to do it again, you know. And I say, no, I will dub it later on. And then the actor said, give me another try, because he feels unsure. You know, I know how this is when you have 40 degrees in the desert, 200 extras waiting, and we discuss about how the pronunciation has to be. So I said, get the out of it, let me do this in English.
I'm glad you didn't swear there. I'd like to thank you, Fateh Akin, the writer director of The Cut. Thank you so much for joining us on Fred Film Radio.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I've just been speaking to Fateh Akin, the writer director of The Cut, showing here in main competition at the 71st International Venice Film Festival. I'm Imani Mohammed, reporting for Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.